Most of the asylum seekers staying at that makeshift shelter at a hotel in Hell's Kitchen have left, but there's a group that doesn't want to leave, citing concerns about moving to the new site that's been set up over in Red Hook. 1010 Winds newsman Darius Ratzy is here to tell us about those concerns and what the city's going to do to accommodate them.
Emotions are high outside the Watson Hotel. Asylum seekers are moving out, getting on MTA buses and heading to the temporary shelter the city has set up at the Brooklyn Cruise Terminal. But about three dozen migrants here on the sidewalk refuse to go, like Ruben Kiseka from Venezuela speaking through an interpreter.
So there's
about 300 people, 10 bathrooms. People have to make lines for those bathrooms. The facilities are not equipped.
They also say that the terminal is cold and there's no storage provided for their belongings. Wilson from the Dominican Republic told me that he wants the mayor's help.
All he's looking for is to be treated like a human being.
Darius Francis, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Hell's Kitchen.
Within the hour, Mayor Adams released a statement saying the facilities at Brooklyn Cruise Terminal will provide the same services as every other humanitarian relief center here in the city. And the scheduled relocations to Brooklyn Cruise Terminal this weekend, he says, took place as planned. He says we remain in serious need of support, though, from both our state and federal governments.